we have a slide coming, right? Yeah, there it is. So I sent this out this week via email, so some of you may have seen it then. But as I think about this Sunday after Christmas, it's kind of a good time to think about not only the baby Jesus, but beginning to move our lives as we move into the new year more along the path of the grown-up Jesus. And this poem speaks to that, as does the scripture that we just heard. Let me just read it for you. When the song of the angel is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins, to find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among all people, to make music in the heart. And so we're going to begin, actually, at the end today by making some music. But as you move into the new year, I invite you perhaps to use that poem as part of your guide for how you will shape your life along the path of Jesus and his love and his life. And as we make music today, I want to start with a story. I want to invite my dad to come up here with me because he's volunteered to share a little bit too. This is Ian Harden, and I warned him not to talk too long. He's been teaching for 47 years, so you know how those teachers are. I see some of you out there. But before I give you the mic, let me just share a brief word. So I want to say that my dad always made Christmas magical, really, that he kind of saw Christmas through a child's eyes. From the lights on the tree to taking us out to cut down our Christmas tree every year.
And drag it through the snow.
And drag it through the snow, not because no. We grew up in Alabama. So I'm grateful to him for that, for helping me see Christmas through a child's eyes and blessing me in that way. But as I think back on my childhood Christmases, and maybe this is true for you as well, the Christmases that I remember were actually the more imperfect Christmases. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that stick with me. I remember, for instance, the Christmas my grandfather was in the hospital, and we spent Christmas Day there with him and were around his bedside. And I also remember the Christmas our Pontiac Le Mans station wagon broke down on Interstate 85, and an angel came to us. So Dad's going to share a little bit about that story.
And I'm so glad that I have 45 minutes I can use.
Right,
is that right?
Right.
Yeah, our Christmas mornings were fairly hectic. We were always up at 6 to see what Santa Claus had brought and other things. A quick breakfast, and then it was our responsibility to go to Georgia, to one of the places where the aunts lived. And it was pretty much a family reunion there. And we were always, because we were in the central time zone when we left, and Georgia was in the eastern time zone, we were always late as far as the aunts were concerned. But anyway, what Wendy's talking about was a very cold day. It was in the 20s, maybe 25 or 26. We have our cold snaps as well. And we were going up the interstate from Auburn up towards Atlanta. And all of a sudden, I could see some steam rising up out of the hood of the station wagon, and this was not good. So I pulled over, lifted up the hood, and of course, vapors everywhere coming up, and I wasn't sure what had happened because this was a fairly new car. Turned out to be a lemon as well. That's another story. But at any rate, it was cold, and I had on a puffy jacket, but no gloves, and so quickly my hands were becoming very, very cold, and there were almost no cars on the road, maybe one or two passed, but then this man and his wife come and pull up behind us off there, and he gets out, and he's pretty good. I know something about engines, but he's pretty good, and we figured out that it was a hose leading into the heater core that had split, and the fluid was escaping from that, and he knew what to do. We've cut the two hoses, plugged them up, and that meant that the water in the radiator was not going to be lost, but it also meant that the rest of the way to North Atlanta. It was pretty cold in the car, but we were so grateful. And Wendy's never forgotten it, and I never have either, that gentleman stopped, helped us. It was a small act of kindness, but it's one of those things that you never forget, and I always think of him as being my good Samaritan. But that's one of the many small stories of Christmas. Of course, the other one was when the Christmas tree fell down.
That's right. I think I told that one.
But anyway, thank you, Wendy, for the chance, and I'll give you back the other 30 minutes.
Yeah. Of course, yes. Car stories are some of the best, and Christmas stories are some of the best, so when you combine those together, they are memorable, right? Of course, the other part of that car story is that I drove it as a senior in high school, and that was after someone had ran into the passenger side. So when I drove it, you could only get into the driver's side, so anytime I picked someone out, I had to get out, and they had to get in, and that was my mode of transportation when I was a teenager. So in honor of my dad, I'm going to kick us off with a Christmas carol, one of his absolute favorites and one of mine too. And I'll just read you the words here because they have become meaningful to me. It's number 216, if you want to turn in your hymnals. And it's a reminder to me, this hymn, "Lo, How a Rose Are Blooming." It's a melancholy tune, but the message is absolutely beautiful. And the third verse: "O flower whose fragrance tender with sweetness fills the air, dispel in glorious splendor the darkness everywhere. True man, yet very God, from sin and death now save us." And this is a reminder of our Christmas angel that helped us fix our car and share our every load. Thanks be to God for the angels that come to us, and most of all, for the love of Jesus. Can we sing this together? We'll just sing the first verse. "Lo, how a rose are blooming." Johnson. I don't know where there she is. She's coming up, I think.